Weather conditions continue to play a role when it comes to our grain markets. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. We spend a lot of time focusing on our weather conditions here in the U.S., but weather conditions, crop conditions in Brazil and Argentina play a big role when it comes to our grain markets. What's going on in that region? I put that question to Drew Lerner. He's with World Weather based out of Kansas City.
Yeah, Argentina's having a fantastic year so far. Their moisture profile is just about perfect, and their crops are going in the ground relatively well. They're going to see some drier biases in the next 30 days, especially in the east. That's because La Nina's kicking in a little bit more significantly, but they've got enough moisture in reserve that that shouldn't hurt them for a big part of the month ahead, that is. And I think that we will see Argentina get back into some more moisture probably in January. So I think they're going to do okay.
So looking pretty decent for Argentina. How about Brazil?
Brazil's had a lot of dryness in the north in recent weeks, and there's been some chatter out there that the crops aren't doing all that great and they need rain. Well, starting here this weekend, probably Saturday and going through much of next week, there'll be a lot of shower and thunderstorm activity, and most of the dry pockets are going to disappear. The soybean crop is not doing super well in those northern drier areas, but this will likely pick that crop up a little bit and improve it greatly. In the meantime, southern Brazil is in super good shape, and it might even be a little bit wet in some areas in the south, but they will dry down like Argentina, I think, as we go deeper into December. But I still don't see any big-time problems for a while in South America.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.